Hi, everybody. Well, this is February the 28th, 2016, the Creation Light Shift Healing Program. And today is the Healing Highway, so let's do some clearing. So we'll clear the date, which is February 8th, 2016. For the numbers, here we go. Releasing them, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next we'll do the word February 8th, 2016. Here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we'll disconnect one of your situations that may have come upon you. We'll think of an issue or something that happened, and I can clear away the energy for that one specific incident. So here we go. Releasing that energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll bring up the light beams on your monitor screen to bring you peace. Here we go. So releasing these energies that are in the room first. Remember, we'll do the alien to light, so let's just do that first here. Helping out the escaped, maybe aliens, freed aliens, ones that are trapped here, whatever. Ones that want to leave, we'll give them a one-way ticket out. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. We're in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 20. There we go. Now we're energized the light beam. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. All right, we'll bring our co-host on. Elizabeth, are you out there in BBS Radio Land?
Yes. Hi, Ron. Welcome, everybody. I'm here with you, being present for the next hour on the Healing Highway. Once again, it's February 8th, 2016, and Ron has just cleared the energy off of that date for us, which is great because we've been getting a lot of emails about the Chinese New Year, and I guess it started either yesterday or today, so a lot of people have been wondering if Ron could clear the energy from that date, which he just did. And hopefully you've all got the picture of the light being up, which is bringing peace energy to you and your space, and it will be activated during the entire show, so just sit back and relax and enjoy that. And you can also email any questions you might have or any testimonials if you've been on a recent call with Ron, if you've participated in any of the conference calls during the week, or maybe you were on the recent pin call, the pin removal call on Saturday where Ron was taking energetic pins out of our bodies and you felt some relief or you felt some release from that. So you can send all of your questions and testimonials over to our fast chat feedback form. You can find the link on Ron's homepage, creationlightship.com, as well as on our bbsradio.com homepage, Creation Lightship Healings. So we have a lot of actually listener questions tonight, and we'll just get started reading them. And we will go from there, Ron, and I'm sure you'll do some sample healings for everybody as the night goes on.
Sounds good to me, so.
Okay, great. So the first question is about timelines. And this is kind of like one of the popular questions that we get a lot about timelines and timeline crashings. And this listener's asking three questions, so we'll just do them one at a time. So the first one is, how do the timeline crashes help other people when I crash a particular issue I have?
Okay, remember, there's the timelines are there, and whoever has a similar type issue that you have will also be released from that timeline. So I guess very simply, let's say that you lost your wallet or your purse. So everybody that has lost a wallet in their life or a purse in their lifetime very possibly could be on that timeline. So are you collapsing, destroying the timeline of what's actually happening? Very possibly, they will no longer be on it with you, because you have to be on there to share that experience. Remember, light attracts light in the darkness, so that's sort of what happens. So as you realize that once you clear it, then other people on it will also have that relief. It'd be interesting if somebody had a situation, whatever that would be, and then from there you knew a person who had the situation, and you were able then to crash a timeline on it and just see how the other person is responding to that particular situation. So, I don't know, it'd be interesting to have, if anybody has done that. Maybe they had a sore foot and they went to the sore foot club place, you know, and everybody's complaining about their sore foot, and they did a timeline crash and they all got some relief from it. So anyway, I'm sure that happened. So back to you.
Yeah, that I was thinking, Ron, that would be particularly interesting if you went to some kind of like group meeting or something, and you like timeline crash the energy of the place where you met. Maybe you all had the same issue, and it would be interesting to see if you did do that, it would improve the health and well-being of those around you. Maybe it would also improve the energy around you. So it depends, I guess, Ron, right, on whether or not that person is connected to you personally on your timeline. You know, because obviously friends and family members are connected to you. So I would assume that by timeline crashing your issues, it would make the energy better for everyone that's connected to you on those timelines. Is that a correct assumption?
That is correct, yes.
Okay, great. So hopefully that helps. And the second part of this question is, I have 5 old laptops I set up to do timeline crashes. Do I need to have a photo in front of them?
In front of each one, I would say yes.
Okay, so that would depend on if you're, you know, doing them all for yourself, 5 photos, in front, one in front of each light being, or each computer, I guess, that you're using, and if you're doing them for someone else. I don't know. Can you do timeline crashes for another person, Ron?
Yeah, you can, but you cannot do the space-time. But you can do timeline, yes.
Okay. Okay, great. So then I guess if you're working on multiple people, you would put, you know, obviously put their picture in front of the computer that you're doing the timeline crash for them.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, thanks. And the last part is, I do not understand the upside-down timeline crash or how to do them.
You just state... maybe after your name that you're doing the upside-down timeline crash, which is actually the programming. Remember, what's on the top, we'll say, when you do a timeline crash, that's already manifested. But the unmanifested, with the codes in it, the program, is underneath the manifestation. So you want to clear those codes, computer language, because it will come from the bottom up to the top and manifest. So you just indicate that you want to do the upside-down version, the same amount of time that you've done the other one. So first do the timeline crash. Maybe you do it 100 times, and then do 100 of the upside-down timeline crashes for the codes that are bringing forth the manifestation. So that's bringing forth the hologram. So it's the codes to create the hologram. Back to you.
Yeah, so I guess there's like 2 sides to every hologram then.
Yes,
Okay, very interesting. That kind of also reminds me of that that yin and the yang symbol where it's like it's like split down the middle and one side's black and one side's white. And, you know, they're kind of like intertwined there. So that's kind of like how I'm picturing that looking, these sort of like that timeline there constantly circling around and around. Okay, so hopefully that answers the questions that the listener had about the timelines. And once again, I want to mention that all of the clearings and healings that we're talking about are on creationlightship.com. And the timeline crash is actually one of the recommended healings that you can find in the drop-down box on the left side of the website, right under the healing login icon. So that is your direct link to that. And you can purchase them, you know, for however long you need. It's a great healing. It's a very effective healing. It does take some time, but we've had many testimonials from listeners who have used this very successfully. And it's for your current lifetime. And you can, you know, keep performing it over and over again until you feel release. I guess it'll be different for everybody depending on your issues. Okay, so the next question, Ron, deals with courting. And this listener writes, "Hi, Ron. It feels like friends, family, and coworkers are courting me. I cannot get ahead, and I am always doing other people's work. I have done your Tuesday night show a couple months ago and plan on doing the Tuesday night call this week. I purchased Unlimited Soul Family Disconnection, Body Clearing Whole Life, Dark Side Mind Control Transmissions Whole Life, Emotional Body Clearing Whole Life. What else do I need to be doing? Thanks."
Boy. It looks like... I don't know, maybe the energetic courting from people. Do you have any ideas there?
Well, you know what? That's tough because, Ron, as you said, there are two different ways things can affect you, those things that come from inside of you and those things that kind of come from outside of you. And courting is one of those things where you can't necessarily control how other people are courting you. So I guess... in that situation, that's kind of tricky because even if you're doing healings on yourself, a lot of the people around you may not be, and they may be trying to sabotage you. So that one clearing that did spring to mind was the energetic people courting release. And I guess, like, based on the clearings that this person had already purchased, I'm not sure if they've done them yet, but let's see. So they've purchased a couple of different clearings here. And okay. I guess the only one I would add to that would maybe be the energetic people courting release.
Yeah, probably so. And I don't know if the space location clearing would be helpful for that also.
Yeah, because there's two. There are actually two really great clearings. There's one for people and one for places. So I don't know, Ron, do you want to maybe talk a little bit about, like, the difference between that, people and places, and how the energy affects you differently? Like, what would be an example of needing to use places versus people?
The place could be where they're hooking you up at. Okay. Thank you. You know. So, I might just keep hoping that it's happening. As opposed to a different level. You still there, Elizabeth?
Yeah, I'm here. You were kind of cutting in and out there for a second, Ron,
yeah,
but I can hear you now.
I'm hearing some static, yes. So the place, location, space clearing might help you by clearing out that energy. So it may only be in a certain location.
Yeah, and this question in particular sounds more like it's other people that are courting this person and trying to kind of, like, sabotage them. So that's the one I would say, energetic people courting release. Ron, yes. Maybe we could do a sample of that for like one incident or one person, maybe.
Okay. So think of a person that could be courting you, maybe a family member or something. And here we go, releasing the energy. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and one, three, four, five, four, I'm getting out of here, six, seven, nine, ten. Ron, you're
in. Yeah, Ron, you're kind of breaking up a little bit.
Yeah, I have no clue what that would be.
I don't either. Let's hope it goes away.
Yeah. I'll do
okay.
that again. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 20. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 30. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 40. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 50. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Let's call it quits on that one. So we'll see if that would happen.
Okay. Okay, great. And if you felt anything during any of the samples, feel free to write in. Somebody just wrote in and said that they pull the cords off with their hands and say their names and ask the sun to take the cords.
Yeah, that could work fine. Uh-huh.
Okay, stop thinking of them. Stop thinking of them helps. You have to do this. There are cords. Their cord to you and your cord to them. I have to do this all the time. It helps. Okay, so that's kind of helpful to know.
Yep, very good.
Okay, so you just ask the sun to take the energetic cording of the person who's cording you. Do you have to do that when the sun is out?
Might be a good idea at that time, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I would think so. It seems like a silly question, but I was just wondering. I always forget about that. Okay, so the next question is, it's actually more of a testimonial. Let's see. It's from a listener who is in New York, and it is snowing. And they wrote, I decided to run the gray skies clearing. I put in my home address, and guess what happened? There is approximately a 12-foot area of no snow by my front door and driveway. This is the second time this has happened. I am also getting less snow than predicted. Don't be skeptical. Use the clearing. Something good will come of it.
That's good.
Yeah, that's very good. And I also wanted to add that Gray Skies is a free clearing that Ron gives us through creationlightship.com. And you can find it in the free healings drop-down on the left side, Gray Skies Timeline Crash. And it is really incredible. A lot of the times people write in and say, you know, it's raining and it's storming, and they put it on, and within 15 minutes the rain stops. And we've had all kinds of things happen when clear up when you put that clearing on, literally. So someone just wrote in and said, I always ask and the sun always says yes, and they also do it at night too. So I guess it does work both
great,
times.
Great. Very, very good.
Okay, great. So thanks for that, and thanks for the question too, because I think a lot of people do feel cordings. You know, obviously if you're out and interacting with people and working, or you have a family, which most of us do, you've experienced courting at some point in your life. So the next question, Ron, is about on Saturday's program, a list of February timeline dates was read, and it was long, but there are also more. Chinese New Year starts today, and also Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday, has begun. And they're wondering if you could please clear the energy of these celebration dates. So I think you already cleared Monday today, but is there anything that we need to look at for Fat Tuesday?
Well, let's see here. I don't know. What is clear?
Maybe clear the word fat. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. That's good. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So, back to you.
Okay, great. All right, so that's a great word to clear, actually. It's a very loaded word, even though it's a very small word. So I'm wondering if anybody felt any release from that, Ron, clearing the word fat for Fat Tuesday. Okay, so the next listener has written in, Ron, and they've shared with us a list of hidden messages that they observed for a new world and new money that have been discussed lightly on these shows since the January 3rd sample the New Year's Energies teleconference. And I was wondering if maybe we could share some of these tonight with our listening audience, these observations they've made. And they didn't watch the Super Bowl game itself, only the commercials. So should we go down this list here of commercials?
I think it'd be interesting, yeah. Great.
Okay. Okay, it is. So they said, Hyundai started it off. Commercial for their Genesis model, PayPal. This one was obvious, old money versus new money. Loved the directness. Apartment.com, the obvious of moving on up. But it was the last sentence that spoke to me. We will all get a piece of the pie. Rocket Mortgage, tidal wave of home ownership on its way. Bud Light, theme was American pride. WeatherTech, made in America. Another theme in a commercial they believe was for a movie that said the world will unite for independence. LG phones, talking about the future is staring back at us. We will change everything, a positive message. An X-Men movie that said everything they built will fall. This was very significant to me. Wix.com used Panda 3 movie in their commercial. I think that's Kung Fu Panda, yeah. And then the NFL, the National Football League, kept airing spots about football is family and the biggie, Super Bowl babies. And a sheep commercial. They are singing, I spent my years believing in you. Now I wake up and look at myself in the mirror and cry. This really talks to us as we are referred to as the sheeple, but no more. Thanks for letting me share this with Ron. Very interesting.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah, it seems like a lot of things they were kind of like uncovering there.
Boy, yeah.
Okay, so I'm just going into the question, back into the questions here. Let's see. Somebody else had a question, and I'm not sure I understood it, but maybe you could shed some light on that. They wrote that they will be on the egg-taken call. They have many hybrid babies out there, 84 to be exact. They counted last.
Very interesting. Yeah, I had to believe that. Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. So I guess, is that going to be maybe a new call that you're developing, Ron? Maybe at some point in the future, we should just stay tuned for that?
Yeah, it'll be after the expo, so we'll do one call on it probably to take away some special thing, you know.
Okay, great. Okay, and I guess this is a good time to mention that Ron is doing a couple of expos that are coming up, including the most recent one in Los Angeles. It's the Conscious Life Expo.
Yes.
And that is going to be coming up in actually pretty soon in February. So it's the Conscious Life Expo, and Ron will be there. It's at the LAX Hilton from February 19th through the 22nd at the LAX Hilton, and you can find out more about that on the web. Ron is doing workshops and speeches, and will also be have the light chamber there, so you can send your picture into that if you want. So if you can't come, you can attend virtually. And I think the deadline for that is February 15th, and it's $100. And if you'd like to do all three expos and get all of the continuous light infusion, light chamber healing for all three of them, it's only $200. So that's a great way to take part if you can't come and experience it in person. So just wanted to mention that. And I'm sure we'll continue to talk about that as it gets closer to the day. So the next question, Ron, maybe you could talk a little bit about this. I don't know what they're referring to here, but this listener is asking, are the Ghost Rider entities inside clones that are being controlled?
I don't know on that one.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I guess maybe they're talking about ghost. I think we were talking about ghost passengers in Japan.
Yeah, that's what I think so. And I don't know if the clones would have the entities from a human go into them. I don't know if it's compatible or not.
Mm-hmm.
So, remember, two different types of life forms, and I don't think a clone would be able to accept an emotional body from a human. So, back to you.
Yeah, it's almost like not really sure what's going on there. That's kind of a tough one to say. Okay, Ron, so I'm wondering if maybe we could do a sample clearing. I'm just wondering here, maybe for for some animals, like if you are, if you had to go to an animal shelter recently or something and you saw something that was upsetting to you, or you had a kind of maybe over the weekend you had an upsetting encounter with an animal.
Okay. So think of that one particular situation that you encountered. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay. So we'll just see if that attempt to help somebody. Let's see. You could do a clearing for infection. So if you have an infection in your body someplace, or maybe a cut or scrape or something, focus on that now. And I thought first do the adharmonic clearing, then we'll do the infection body. The adharmonic clearing does a lot of stuff. So we don't really talk about it that much. So here we go. This would be the harmonic clearing. So here we go. Releasing the adharmonic. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 20. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 30. Now we'll do an infection clearing. I'll just use the word stronger, so think of that situation that you have where it could be infected. A little energy there. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, back to you.
Wow, Ron, so the first clearing you did was adharmonics, and then the second one you did was the infection, for an
yes.
infection. So, you know, I just looked up on the website here, and the whole lifetime clearing there for the harmonic frequency is there's two, and one is for age, if you're older than 20 or if you're younger than 20. So I'm just wondering, how do those two things relate, the odd harmonics and the infection? And, you know, who would be a good candidate to do a harmonic frequency clearing?
You have people who do that clearing maybe once a month.
Wow, okay.
And back into sync, yes, uh-huh. Because the aliens use the odd harmonics to attach to you. So that's one easy way to get yourself cleared, and then from there the infection is naturally if you have a physical infection. Oh boy. A lot of energy there.
Yeah, wow. I'm just kind of like sensing that here too. You know, maybe it's a good idea to run odd harmonics if you have kind of like a like something that won't go away.
Yeah, it's possible. Uh-huh.
Because it could be the harmonic frequencies that are kind of like disrupting your life there.
Yes, because that's what they run is odd harmonics when you have a situation going on with your body.
Well, you know, it's very interesting because not so much here, but I know in like Asian cultures, a lot of attention is paid to how rooms and spaces are set up energetically. And, you know, it depends on where you work, but a lot of the times, like, there's this annoying, like, squeaky sound or this vent or some kind of machine sound or the humming of, like, an air conditioner in your house. And I always think about these things because it's like I feel like all of these things go into affecting us, how we feel throughout the day. So if these are harmonic frequencies on, you know, a planetary level, my goodness, who even knows what it is that they're doing to our bodies? You know what I mean? So it's interesting to look at it on the scale of, like, say, your house and think about you know, why am I putting up with these sounds and these noises when they're driving me nuts? You know, I guess if you're used to them, you don't even really notice them. But that would seem like it would be even more of an incentive to clear those out, because that could be what's affecting the energy in your home and in your space or in your workplace. So it seems like that would be a very good clearing to do.
Yep. So we could do another clearing. Let's see. We could do the cellular light infusion clearing. So let's do that. People who had the harmonic one just now, or had the infection, where you're feeling a little better. So here we go. Bringing this energy in. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So, back to you.
Okay, great. Wow. Yawning there. And another question is, person's wondering if they ran the harmonic frequency clearing, would that help their painful body? So any pain in their body or body parts, would the harmonic frequency clearing help out for that?
I would think it would help, yeah. I mean, you got entities, you got pain, and then, you know, you could do the harmonic one. So that's one that you could do. We don't talk about it that often, but that can be one that could be giving you problems as they keep coming into you with these odd harmonics.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm just going to read a little bit about it here. It's a light infusion healing to clear the odd harmonic frequencies negative effects, followed by the alignment of even harmonics and light infusion. You will perform clearing of odd harmonic frequencies, followed by odd harmonic energetic attachments removal for various types. After that, you will perform the alignment balance of even harmonic frequencies and even harmonic frequencies light infusion. Finally, you will complete the session with the cellular spirit infusion. This contains 11 different sessions in total. So while I don't think there's a box where you can actually type in your body part, it seems like this would have a really powerful effect on the physical body. And you know what, Ron? As I was reading that, it kind of reminds me a little bit of the other clearing that you offer, the magnetic and twisted bodies alignment clearing.
Yes, uh-huh. And you could even, you know, if you're doing a clearing, a whole lifetime clearing, we'll say, you could also take that onto that also, or, you know, maybe you're doing your infection body or something, entities, okay? You could also run this alongside of it, put up a screen for that also. You could have it running the same time as a clearing that is working on one specific situation or problem that you're dealing with. You could run that harmonic clearing with that.
So you're talking about the same problem, having multiple clearings going at the same time for the same problem.
Yes.
On different monitor screens. Okay.
That is correct. Yeah, you don't want to mix things up. You want to keep it all consistent with what you're doing, and you don't want to go out of that box too far. Just kind of keep everything related on your monitor screen. So that's the best way to do it. And that can save you a lot of time, but you may think, well, I have to do this clearing for entities, and I got to do a pain body for this thing too, and this and that and the other. You run them all together if they are for the same general area of your body. So you could have a sunburn, so you may want to do a clearing to release the energy off of your skin before the sunburn, radiation clearing possibly. We don't have that, but, you know, just trying to, give it an example here. So you do one for radiation, we'll say, You can type that in, skin burns, maybe from the sun radiation. Then you have pain, and then you have entities. So they're all very similar because it's still working with the skin as the common denominator. And then you can do the harmonic one there, too. You can always pop in, if you're in really bad shape, you can pop in, you know, the special clearing of whole life. Remember, everything that you're dealing with typically is a whole lifetime clearing, mainly because it's happened to you more than one time. And that's why we have the whole life, so you go back to your lifetime to correct situations. And I think probably most people out there have been sunburned. And so if you got a bad sunburn by, you know, maybe last summer, we'll say, getting sunburned, you probably got sunburned sometime in your life, so that triggered it. So that's with you maybe each time you go out into the sun, that energy is activated. You don't have to be out in the sun, you know, on vacation, you know, for 10 hours in one day and getting like a lobster afterward. You know, you're doing it every day. So, back to you.
Oh, my gosh. Excuse me. I'm yawning so much after that, those last couple of clearings you did. Ron, I have a question. Somebody was asking, is there a good clearing to do for always being or feeling cold?
At this moment, I don't know.
Okay. I remember once, I wonder if you could do a sample for us. We did it like where, I mean, obviously the people that are listening out in California are probably not as cold as the people who are in, you know, upstate New York listening or elsewhere. And I remember once you put us all on like a warm timeline, or if you were feeling too warm, you put us all onto a cooler timeline.
Yeah, we could do that just for the show here.
Okay, that sounds good.
So here we go. I'm going to do some timeline hopping here. let's see here. So you probably want to have, imagine, 70, 80-degree weather. So here we go. So we'll put you on the timeline of that. So here we go.
Warm, the nice, warm timeline.
Yeah, so we'll put Southern California, I guess. So here we go. One. Two, I'm moving the timelines now. Three, four. You have to want to be on it. So you may want to be in the now, too, which maybe this will not work for you, but you can try this and then get back into the now. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Let's see if you're feeling warm. Feel any difference on your end out there? Are you cold where you are?
Oh, well, it is cold here. I don't really. I always have a problem with my hands and my feet being cold. That's usually what gets me. But I was thinking, as you were doing that, Ron, I was thinking maybe like some kind of blood or circulatory clearing might be helpful with that too. Like maybe a blood infusion or, you know, some kind of, I know a lot on the calls you do the amber blood infusion.
Yeah, I'll do that right now. This will only work live for people listening, so we only have like 10 minutes to go here. This is the amber blood infusion. So here we go. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So, it looks like we also have the remove harmonic frequencies on the alien attack removal clearing, option four. So, it's in there if you're interested to try it that way also. So, another clearing actually has it in there.
Oh, on the alien attack removal, yeah. And then someone suggested that you could heal your thyroid in the special clearing for being cold, as well as nerves. So maybe you could do vitamins like B vitamins for nerves, or you could do like your nerves into the special clearing. You could kind of create your own clearing there. if you have a particular problem with that. Ron, any ideas? Like, I know a lot of people take vitamins. Any ideas for, you know, having the body respond more to things like, you know, vitamins or nutrients from our food? Because I know, like, a lot of that does not get absorbed. So is there anything we could do to sort of maximize, in a clearing way, maybe maximize our body's acceptance and absorption of nutrients and vitamins and things that are good for us?
Well, you might try to do the object clearing. That might help. Just give it a, you know, I would try it for a week to see if it helps. And maybe you can get back with us. So you might want to try that.
So do an object clearing on the actual, like, supplements that you're taking?
Just put them in front of your computer.
Great.
Take whatever they take, they probably do it daily. So we'll say you got, like, 3-4 pills that you take, the pill for feeling good and the other pill for smiling and all this stuff. Put them in front of your computer and do an object clearing and take them and to see what happens after a week, you know? And, you know, it might be beneficial. I mean, you can do them all at once. So
yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah, and it's only $1 for the object clearing, so.
Yeah, it's $1 for the object clearing. You could get $10 for the week. And that way you could do, like, tea, juice, things other than water. Ron does a ton of water activation, not only on the weekly calls, but also on the, you know, on the long monthly calls.
Yep. So what can we do? Started at 2 after, so this is 57, so we got a good 5 minutes here. I could do a pin removal. So we do that on the calls now, off and on. So let's do a pin removal. And let's see, I think we worked on our nose one of the last calls. Anybody, anything coming through on the chat room there? Let's be clear.
Ron, I didn't get any listener testimonials about the pin call, but maybe you could clear I hear about this a lot of the times that people have, like, hip replacements. So maybe you could clear pins out of our, like, right hip joint and then our left one.
Okay. All right, one first. If we have any pins there. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That's kind of heavy. Now left hip. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, just see if that helps. I want to
move your hips around there.
See how you feel there. Okay.
How about a lower back?
Okay, so here we go. Lower back. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10.
And do you feel like doing one more, Ron?
Okay.
Shoulders.
Okay, so left shoulder. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And right shoulder. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so see how that feels, everybody.
Wow, that seemed very heavy to me.
Yeah.
And it seems like, though, you know, I was thinking while you were doing that, sometimes people actually have to have pins put in their body to replace the joints that, you know, no longer work properly. And it seems like joints are always a big problem, you know, these areas where things are held together for us are kind of like the areas that are most attacked, it seems.
Yeah, that's where they're going to go to, is where you have movement. That is correct, yes.
Yeah, because they want to try to, like, shut down your movement. So it seems like they go right for the joints.
Yep, that's correct.
Yeah, wow. That's good to know, and it's so great that you've been doing these pin removals. And, yeah, I'm surprised we didn't get some more testimonials from the pin calls, although we have had a lot of them in the past and on other shows. Someone said that the pin removal helped all my pains a lot. And this is on the pin removal call on Saturday. So thanks for sending that. It's always great to know that the calls are helping people. And I think this, Ron, it seems like this really goes deep. And it kind of goes into maybe chronic injuries or chronic pain that you have from, like, maybe an old sports injury or something like that, where you injured yourself but you never really fully recovered. And it seems like those are sort of the most, gainful kinds of ways they can continue to get energy from us.
Yep.
By keeping these pins in us.
Yep. I can see if we can remove some of the energy from your cell phone. I don't know how that will be, but we'll try that. So here we go. Neutralize that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. It's possible maybe we could do, maybe another pin call if people would be interested. I might be able to do that on the Saturday again, like we did on the last one, where we have, the four-hour call. So doing it again maybe at 10 o'clock. We'll just see. Maybe you could send, if you're interested in that again, maybe send it over to clsquestions@yahoo, and we'll just see if we get people that may want to have it over again or maybe new ones. So we'll just see what happens. So it'd be the same price. I think it was $30, and we're on the call for like 2.5 hours. And we can just try that out again if you're interested. But we'll find out. So,
that would be so cool.
Yeah, that seemed to work for a lot of people. They loved it. So.
Yeah, and I know a lot of people were absentee that wanted to do it in person, so maybe this would give them a chance to do it.
Yes, and it did work for absentee people, too, but a lot of times they want to be on the call, and maybe they'll have a little more time to get ready. I'm not sure exactly what the calendar is, for next month. This moment, I don't have it in front of me.
Yeah, and it's going to be a busy month with the expos and whatnot. So, stay tuned.
Yeah, if we're doing it like on the 5th, if we start on the 5th, then I think the expo is the starts on the 18th. So, if we're doing it on the 5th, on the Saturday, I could do it then. On March 5th. What the chat can see.
Okay. So tentatively March 5th, another pin call. Email us if you're interested and let us know and let Ron know, especially if you wanted to be on the last one and you couldn't be, or for whatever reason you want to do it again, if you were absentee on the first one, you'd like to join in person. So email us if you're interested about that, and we'll see what we can do.
Yep.
Okay. So Ron, somebody wrote in and said that for the sample pin removal you just did.
Okay. Yeah, we I guess we're out of time.
So we'll read it next time. Over to you, Ron.
Okay, so find a heart drop, everybody. Here we go. Dropping down, command in your spirit, take the thoughts inside of your head, go to your heart. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, and 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody. Blessings. Thank you, everybody listening. I'll see you later.